27 hours before she decided to die, Nora Seed sat on her dilapidated sofa scrolling through other people's happy lives, waiting for something to happen. And then, out of nowhere, something actually did. Someone, for whatever peculiar reason, rang her doorbell. She wondered for a moment if she shouldn't get the door at all. She was, after all, already in her nightclothes, even though it was only 9 p.m. She felt self-conscious about her oversized eco-warrior t-shirt and her tartan pyjama bottoms. She put on her slippers, to be slightly more civilized, and discovered that the person at the door was a man, and one she recognized. He was tall and gangly and boyish, with a kind face, but his eyes were sharp and bright, like they could see through things. It was good to see him, if a little surprising, especially as he was wearing sports gear and he looked hot and sweaty despite the cold and rainy weather. The juxtaposition between them made her feel even more slovenly than she had done 5 seconds earlier. But she'd been feeling lonely. And though she'd studied enough existential philosophy to believe loneliness was a fundamental part of being a human in an essentially meaningless universe, it was good to see him. "Ash," she said, smiling. "It's Ash, isn't it?"
"Yeah, it is."
"What are you doing here?"
"It's good to see you,"